This is Earth and Sky with a question from a listener. He writes, how is the prime meridian determined for celestial bodies other than Earth?
In earthly map-making, the prime meridian is the zero line in longitude, much as Earth's equator is the zero line for latitude. Nature determines a world's equator, but the prime meridian is set by human beings. Our earthly prime meridian runs through Greenwich, England. That's because when this meridian was established in 1884, the British Empire had made more maps than anyone else.
The moon always keeps a single hemisphere toward Earth, so astronomers have declared that the lunar prime meridian runs down the center of its visible face. The International Astronomical Union, or IAU, made that official in 1960. Most solar system moons also hold one face toward their planet, so the IAU extended the moon rule to other moons in the 1980s.
Now landscapes on other planets and moons come into view pretty often. Strange places like the tumbling moon Hyperion and the volcanic moon Io use a latitude-longitude system pioneered on Earth, first applied to our moon, and then extended to other moons and planets in our solar system by the International Astronomical Union, a world body recognized as having that authority.
To ask us your science question, come to earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.